ओम शांति। वंस अगेन वी ऑल विल स्पीक ओम शांति इन ए न्यू फैशन, दो इट इज नॉट न्यू, इट इज एज ओल्ड एज द एस्टेब्लिशमेंट ऑफ अवर यज्ञ। वॉट वी हैव हर्ड दैट इन द बिगिनिंग बाबा एंड अदर्स यूज टू स्पीक ओम in this way, so we all will chant Om Shanti. This Om Shanti, yes, you may be remembering that, huh? Baba also, Avyak Baba, has said, okay, in what reference? Probably one particular group Baba was meeting from one country, and then Baba said, okay, do you remember? Which country it was? As far as I remember, that UK was there, United Kingdom, London, and other groups. So, a few years back, Baba was meeting, and at that time, your name, you all are coming from UK, so you also just close the upper portion of you, what it becomes? Okay, so always remain okay. No complaint, so always remain okay. It is just in continuity of this reference. So today we are going to discuss little about what topic? You remember? About the nature. Yes. Achieving victory over nature. Conquering the nature. So Baba has said a lot about nature, because it is going to play, and rather it is playing, very, very big role in our life. So nature, how many meanings Baba has said about the nature? The word nature depicts two type of natures. One is our human nature, our habits, our sanskars. We often say, oh, it's my nature. So some of the sanskar or our habits which are deeply now embedded in our day-to-day activities, we often refer it nature. It is my nature. Suppose if I speak loudly, other says, oh, why you are speaking loudly? No, I am not speaking. It is my nature, normal nature, that sound, more sound comes. So like that, usually our nature becomes our habit. This habit word is also a very specific word, you see. H-A-B-I-T, habit. If you remove H, still it remains a bit something. You remove A, still it remains bit, still something. Remove B, it remains it, means still it remains, you see. So habit usually says it dies hard, and that's what we are going to discuss, one part of this subject, our human nature. And second nature is what? What is the other nature? These five elements of nature, external nature. This is our inner nature, that is external nature. Five elements means air, water, ether, fire, and what else? Fifth one is earth, Mother Earth. And usually it is said that our body is made up of these elements, five elements. So there is very close interreaction and very close relationship between the inner nature and the outer nature. We all know that in Golden Age, Satyug and Treta Yug, everything is fine, you see. Neither these external five elements, they play havoc, as quite often now they do in the form of earthquake, sometimes tsunami, floods, famine, cyclones. So these elements, they play notoriously. Because our human nature has also become like that. Human nature has become violent, so these external elements of nature, they have also become violent. And in Golden Age, our nature was very calm, quiet, loving, and peaceful. We were all, you see, in our original natures, the soul, seven qualities, as it is said, peace, happiness, tranquility, all these things. So external nature was also like that. So there is great interconnection between the two, this one. And in the present context, as we are approaching towards the end of this world cycle, though there is no beginning or no end, but it moves on infinitely. But nonetheless, when we speak that towards the end of this Iron Age, this is the confluence period, end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age. As we are moving, we all know that these five elements of nature, they are going to play a very, very big role in the transformation of the world, from the Iron Age to the Golden Age. And that is why it's very necessary, important to know how these elements of nature, they can help me in achieving my final karmatit stage, avyakta stage, the deity stage. Because we all know when they play havoc, and Baba has also said that whatever is going on in our mind during the last breath, you see, when the soul is going to leave this body, so whatever the thought is there in our mind, accordingly our birth will be there. Isn't it? Antmate sogate. In India, in Hindi, it is said like that. So, and the last thought also will be what we have been practicing. If suppose our practice is very good in Baba's remembrance and forgetting about the body and the soul conscious stage, so accordingly the last is likely to be, but still we don't know what is the situation. Because this body is there. Suppose we all are sitting here in very fine stage. We are soul conscious, remembering Baba, listening Baba's murli and all that thing. Everything is fine. But suddenly suppose earthquake comes. The building falls. The girder, the beams, they fall on us. The pillars, they fall. The building collapses. Then what will happen? One moment before we were in very fine stage, but when this happens, the situation may change drastically. Because at that time there will be cry and cry and the dance of the death. Everything you will be there. So we don't know why, what is going to happen next moment. Somebody is getting fracture, paining, you see, so many things. So at that time, we don't know, we can't say that we will be in the remembrance of Baba. Blood is flowing and so many fractures and cries, and at that time we may remember some of our relations, body relations. So accordingly our birth will be there. Suppose if the soul leaves the body at that moment. So we have to see that this nature, five elements of nature, they help us during our final stage. You see. So how we can expect this thing? How to expect this thing? Just to have the friendship with these five elements of nature. Because it is said that a friend in need is friend indeed. So once we make friendship with these external five elements of nature of which this body is made, then they are going to help, because a friend always helps a friend. You see, in the hour of crisis, hour of need. So these water, the air, the ether, all these five elements of nature, they must... I understand that some of you are not getting translation. Anybody who is not getting translation, they may raise their hand. Everything fine? Huh? Achcha, headphone doesn't work. भाई वो कहाँ है? Yes, please. How many headphones are not working? Just raise. If one or two are there, you can change. Number of headphones are lying there, idle. Either you can change the seat or you can bring the headphones here. Okay. So can I continue? Okay. So these elements of nature, let us make friendship with them. And usually the friendship between the two are there when both are having the same type of sanskars and habits and very good understanding between the two. So these elements of nature, we have to understand them in a better fashion. For example, Baba has said that Bombay, though the number of cities and countries which are near the seashore, they are likely to be submerged, because in the end when there is earthquake and tsunamis, and the main reason of the souls going to the soul world will be the water. Because water will break its boundaries, it will enter in the cities and there will be havoc, you see. So we know, but what to do? So because at that time we can't do much physical, on the physical plane. So Baba has said that, you see, whenever some crisis is there in the end, if you are having the voiceless connection with Shiv Baba, usually these all are wireless connections, the mobile and radio and TV and all these things, we are able to talk with anybody because it is all wireless connections. And in the end, quite likely there may be the reversal of geomagnetism. We were taught when I was reading my engineering that it is likely to be the reversal, where the North Pole is there, it will become South Pole and South will become North. So all the communication is likely to break down. As Baba has said, that no communication system will work. There must be some scientific reasons. Because if only in a particular place it breaks down, it can be repaired within a day or two or few hours. But throughout the globe, if some communication system breaks down, there must be some major reason. And one reason may be, because I am a geoscientist, and we were told in our M.Tech masters that the geomagnetism, earth magnetism, reversal of the poles. Maybe this, maybe some other reason, due to sunspots, the excessive sunspots, or this is scientific, this is not the subject of today, but there must be some reason when all the communications fails, then at that time this voiceless communication will only work. Our mental communion with the Supreme. And at that time, Baba has said, those who are having very clear and clean this voiceless connection, automatically their steps, their foot, their legs will move in the direction where the safety is there. Automatically. We need not think much, but automatically what the Baba transmits, we receive, and accordingly our body works. So one thing, the inner nature, we have to make it that it becomes a voiceless connection. The vices, the lust, anger, greed, ego, etc. And subtle things also, hatred, greed, and all these things, that we have to conquer. We all know, we listen Murli and about all these things. So this is the change in the inner nature which we are bringing through Gyan Murli and Yoga and the divine practices and service to mankind and other things. But the external elements of nature, we have to see that our sanskar and qualities match with the sanskar and qualities of these external elements. For example, water is there, as I have been telling. So, what is the biggest quality of water? Coolness. Very fine. Still, coolness is there, no doubt. But one of the big qualities is adjustment, flexibility. Isn't it? I think this. So this nature, I have to also see that my nature is quite flexible, quite adjustable. I should be able to adjust my nature with all others, each and every human souls. And that I will be able to do only when I don't see the fault in others and my eye is civilized, as Baba says. I am in the nature, a habit of seeing the qualities of others. So making friendship, just as water is able to adjust in any type of utensil, so I can adjust with any soul. There is no difference with any, whether the soul is in front of me or at subtle, distant region, wherever, but you see flexibility, this adjustment. So this is one quality of water we have to inculcate. So that I make friendship. Other thing is, water is in the habit of, you see, finding its own path. You see, water, if water is flowing and a big rock comes in the way of water, so water will not wait that rock should crack. It will move like that and try to find its way and always move in the front direction. Make its way. Similarly, if we all are Purusharthi, we all make efforts in our day-to-day activities, and no doubt that sometimes Maya comes, sometimes other weaknesses come, problems come. So I need not wait that the problem, when it is over, then I'll move ahead. This is not happening because of this particular person, and if he changes his nature, I will move ahead. No. I have to find alternate way, just like water. So water moves ahead. So I have to inculcate this quality of water also. to move ahead irrespective of the problems and the people who come and quite possible put difficulties on in our path. And how to know it? Because if the water is moving, it remains clean, fine. But if the water is stagnated, then what happens? The mosquitoes and bad smell and flies and all these things, they are likely to grow up. So these mosquitoes, flies and bad smell, etc., these all are like our hatredness and you see seeing the bad qualities in others and not to have the nature of forgiveness and forgetfulness like that. So these, the weaknesses, if they start growing in me, I must think that probably somewhere I am stagnated. My progress is not as per Baba's wishes. So I must move ahead and the problems will come. I must make my own way. Similarly, somebody told water coolness is there. Right, water is cool. But once it is put on the stove or heater, on the hot thing, it boils. It may burn your finger if we put in that water. But it gains its original position once it is put out of the fire. Automatically it will come down. Similarly, suppose due to our old sanskar or due to some problems in our life or due to some difference of opinion, suppose I get angry. So anger is also like a fire. And I forget about that I am a peaceful soul and I become angry. So as the temperature, that is not external but the inner temperature, it is rising, then at some stage I realize, oh, I should not get angry. Why? It is against what Baba's teachings are there. So as soon as I realize, then I try to come out of that situation. Suppose due to difference of opinion or some difference in sanskar that my angerness has erupted. So just like water, as water, once it is out of the fire, you see, that utensil, it will cool down. And as soon as I realize, again, I change the situation and I come out and I try to readjust myself in my original position of the soul consciousness like that. So, this is also the quality. Because we may not attain that stage ki no anger is there, no greed or no, you see, violence, inner violence or ego. But gradually it will happen that even if my old sanskar comes due to some situation, it may erupt, but quite often, earlier it may be 1 day, 2 day, 3 day or like that, or hours. But as early as possible, if I realize the situation may come, that it erupts and immediately after a minute or two or three, I realize, oh, I should not be like that. And I come out of that situation. It means I am gradually trying to inculcate the quality of water. Isn't it? So, like this, there are so many qualities of water. You see, in the early morning when we get up, you see. So what we do when we go to Amrit Vela Yoga, and then we just wash our face and eyes, etc., so that we refresh and go for yoga practice, you see. So water also refreshes you. Similarly, if suppose my nature is like that we get refreshed, you see, whomsoever comes before me, just seeing me, just getting my drishti, just coming in the aura and my vibration, if one gets refreshed, as Baba, as soon as Baba comes, we all get refreshed. You see, oh, Baba has come, he is speaking. Our elderly dadis, Janki Dadi and others, whenever we meet them, you see, we feel, oh, our all problems are solved. And these days will speak a few words, but nonetheless, they are very, very important words. So we get refreshed, you see. So, the gist of this one is, try to inculcate the qualities of water. If we are inculcating, then making nature, the water, our friend, and this water then will never be responsible for taking my life, or for hurting me, or in any way it will not hurt, because I made friendship with it, and this element of water is bound to support me, to give me help during the hour of crisis. You see. Another element which is going to play, you see, a very big role in the transformation is this Mother Earth also. The earthquakes, you see. Disturbances. We say Mother Earth, you see. So, this earthquake, what is the quality of earth? One of the qualities? Tolerance. Yes. So this tolerance, and simultaneously another big quality is, earth is giver. It always gives, you see. You put a seed in the earth, the tree will grow up, and number of seeds and fruits and this, it starts giving. So earth is giving water and oil and minerals and fruits, vegetable, all, you see, growing wheat and rice, what not. The whole life supporting system is given by the earth. So making friendship with the earth means we should become like a Mother Earth, means giver. Whomsoever comes before us, they feel that, I am getting peace, happiness, the vibration of good feeling. And whatever the quality of the souls are there, one should feel. Then actually I must realize that it is working. Not for saying that I am a peaceful soul, I am happy, and I am this powerful soul. The other should feel, whomsoever come in our contact, from our aura, from our vibrations, from our drishti light. Yes, he is a peaceful soul. I had the good fortune to be with Brahma Baba for about 6 to 7 years. I came in this knowledge in 1962 until 69. I was with Baba, and I was lucky enough to be with Brahma Baba on last 2 days, 17th and 18th January 1969, and when Baba left the body, I was here in Madhuban. So I had the, you see, opportunity and good fortune to see Baba's karmatit and final stage. Yahan aayenge ya upar jana hai? Nahi, mujhe to bolna tha upar jayenge. Achha. We got the good news that Dadiji has come and she is arriving. Sometimes we will continue, and when Dadi comes, we all will be ready and give a big standing ovation to Dadiji. So these elements we will discuss something. That how to make friendships so that they are helpful in our day-to-day life.